Time now for the weekly Navy Sports Magazine Show, presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, featuring coaches and administrators of your Navy athletic programs. This show is brought to you by AFMA, financial solutions for your military life and beyond, by General Dynamics Mission Systems, advancing your mission, and by America's Navy.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. Coming up on the big program, we'll preview the midshipmen taking on South Florida in a Halloween tilt at Navy Marine Corps Memorial Stadium. Will it be a trick or treat for the mids? We'll also tell you about a Navy offensive lineman that's qualified for a very prestigious scholarship. He only has a 3.43 as an economics major at the United States Naval Academy. And, oh, by the way, he's a starter. And, oh, by the way, he's one of the best at his position in the conference that the mids play in. We'll tell you about E.K. Binns when we come back. It'll be the mids in South Florida Saturday. We'll be on the air at 11:08 Saturday morning on the network Eastern Time to preview Navy in South Florida on the Constellation Energy pregame show. When we come back, though, on the Navy Sports Magazine, presented by the Navy Federal Credit Union, we'll talk with Navy head football coach Ken Niumatalolo. We'll do that in a moment. This is the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network.
At Annapolis Bus Company and Town Transport, they can make your transportation as easy as possible. From corporate events, weddings, and Navy reunions to just a night out on the town. Call them at 410-266-3392 to reserve your vehicle. Annapolis Bus and Town Transport, what premium service is about.
Navy football fans are the best fans around. So while you're cheering on your Navy team or celebrating a Navy victory with your friends, show everyone you're a good sport. Be responsible, be considerate of your fellow fans, and always designate a driver. It's part of every winning game plan. A message from Navy football and your friends at Anheuser-Busch who remind you, responsibility matters.
A promise to serve. That's what military life is all about. And at USAA, that's what insurance is all about.
It was pouring down rain. We were going down this local road, and the water just started to rise. And then I feel the car kind of lift up. You never think, I'm going to be the guy that gets caught in a flood where I have to escape from my car.
Whether it's auto or property insurance, USAA is ready to serve.
The car was quickly declared a total loss. We got back to good really quickly, thanks to USAA.
Those who pledge to protect our way of life deserve the same level of responsiveness. Join the 92% of members who plan to stay for life. Get an insurance quote at usaa.com/insurance.
My name is Chris Grimiccioni. I was active duty for 5 years. I'll be a USAA member for life.
92% based on 2014 member survey. Member was paid for their participation. Membership eligibility and product restrictions apply and are subject to change. United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas.
Rolls-Royce salutes the mighty midshipmen, ironclad competitors who represent strength, confidence, and a tradition of distinction, the same qualities that define Rolls-Royce Naval Marine. It's why more than half the navies in the world choose Rolls-Royce for their propulsion systems. Rolls-Royce, trusted to deliver excellence.
Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network with head coach Ken Niumatalolo. Triple option deserves all the accolades it's ever gotten here, but start with the defense. You guys are number two in the league in points allowed, and let's face it, what the scoreboard says at the end of the game is always the most important statistic. Your thoughts on the way those kids have buckled down, and let's face it, you had new faces in new places. You've had to make some moves during the course of the year, but the defense keeps chugging along.
That's interesting. We're having a discussion because I just came out of a meeting with Dale and probably made your interview late because we were just talking about some of those similar things, how pleased I am with the way we're playing, schematically, effort level, coaching, just everything right now. I think we're doing a lot of good things, you know, but, you know, part of my discussion with Dale and our staff is I think we're doing a phenomenal job, but now is not the time to pat ourselves on the back, you know what I mean, because we're getting ready to play, you know, South Florida, who's doing a really good job with the back end stretch of this. We're hitting all of the high potent offenses. We just need to keep doing what we're doing, but Pete, I couldn't be more pleased with where we're at right than we are right now.
I thought he brought up a good point is you knew guys as athletes. You see them in the position drills. You see them
you know, when they're with their specific position coach. You didn't know how any of them would do until you put them as part of an 11 into a football game. Is that part of the rewarding part of the process where you say you think you're recruiting good athletes, but you don't really know until you see them in situations like that?
There's a lot of good things happening. And like you said, you know, we feel like we're recruiting the right kids, both on and off the field, good kids and athletic. And the thing that's really continues to reinforce to me is we're playing in a good league.
Yeah.
Here's Tulane. You know what I mean? We're fighting for our lives for that game and seeing how physical and athletic those guys are. They're struggling a little bit, but they gave us everything we could want. And so, it's great to see, you know, some of the guys being stuck in there or put in there in certain situations, and they're doing well.
It wasn't long ago you all were playing 5'9" outside linebackers, and there was a time even leading into the year you thought you were going to have to go with a little bit smaller guy like a Meyer Craw. You've got four or five guys running around at 6'4" and just over 200 pounds now at that position. But isn't that the price of doing business in this league when you look at the athletes you're about to face over this next month of time?
No, we have to, Pete. And just I think at some positions, you know, as you mentioned, that we're having a good problem. We're trying to find a way to get Kevin McCoy in the field. DJ Palomar and Teddy Colburn are playing really good at the Raider spot and trying to get Kevin in there. You know, Kevin probably has the least amount of reps of those guys, but when he's in there, he always makes plays.
Yeah.
And you got Josiah Powell, who's played really well. Mike Kelly was playing really well. But then we didn't even get a chance to get Brandon Jones on the field. And Brandon goes in this week and plays really, really well. And so we're, you know, moving Mike Kelly inside to feel like we can get more of our better guys on the field for the same purpose you said, that we got to try to get our best players and athletes on the field to have a chance.
Obviously, this week, a South Florida team familiar with Willie Taggart and his time that you all played at Western Kentucky. But when you have a quarterback, the level of athlete that they have right now in Quentin Flowers, what kind of challenges does he present? Because he may be at his best when the play is broken.
Well, I think they've done a really nice job of playing to his strengths. You know, just I think Willie's, you know, and their staff have done a really good job of, you know, what gives us the best chance to be successful. You know, they're in the gun, but they're not in the gun throwing it 60 times.
Right.
They're using his skill set. They run a lot of the right sweep G, you know, with the inside handoff. And a lot of people run that. It's a big part of everybody's arsenal. But you're kind of like most of the time, yeah, go ahead and keep your quarterback because, you know, you're not going to go anywhere. This guy, you know, they got Mac, you know, who they can hand the ball going wide, and that scares you to death. But if he keeps it and goes, you know, vertical, I mean, that scares you to death too because the guy rushed for 200 yards last week. And so I think what they're doing offensively is, you know, systematically definitely gives them a chance to be very successful.
Last week, you saw something from Tulane, especially with two 300-pound-plus guys in the middle there. Just one of those cases where you tip the cap to the other guys that they had a solid plan and played well?
No doubt. You know, it's just, you know, sometimes, like, you know, people say, well, you know, we're flat and this and that. I don't like saying that because then you take credit away from the opponents,
right,
their plan, how well those guys played. Our guys are battling. I mean, those guys are good too, you know what I mean? And so I thought they had a really good plan. You know, we hadn't seen it as much lately. We saw it in some different games. But they did a really good job, had a good plan. So we got to, you know, go back to make sure that, you know, if guys try to come back to that plan, that we're prepared for it. And so that's been part of our work, too, to make sure that we get some answers for people if they try to line up like that again.
Appreciate the time. Best of luck this week.
Thanks, Pete.
Navy head coach Ken Niumatalolo, the Mids getting set for the Bulls of South Florida. We'll have all the action with a kickoff just after 12 o'clock Saturday right here on the Navy Radio Network. When we come back, we'll talk with offensive coordinator Ivan Jasper about exactly what did Tulane do that caused the Mids at least some mild issues on Saturday. We'll do that when we return. This is the Navy Sports Magazine, presented by the Navy Federal Credit Union on the Navy Radio Network.
Welcome back to Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. Mids getting set for South Florida. Saw something from Tulane last week that you hadn't seen in a while. A couple of 300-pounders there in the middle. One of those days where you just tip the cap to the other guys and say, hey, great plan, and let's move on to next week.
Exactly. They had a very solid plan. You know, they took advantage of what they had up front. you know, their best players were on their D-line, you know, and again, they used them very, very well, you know. So it came down to the game to where, you know, we tried to, you know, do some things where we can, you know, kind of get the ball outside. But when it came down to it, we just had to line up and play smash mouth football. There was no option factor. There was no window dressing. It was anything. We just had to play Navy football and get physical. And we're built for that, you know, when it came down to it. And again, we played well enough to win.
Are those the toughest, besides maybe a middle linebacker who can run really good from side to side, are those the toughest guys to deal with within this offense when you have 300-pounders who have the type of athleticism and can move like those guys did?
Exactly. We're all about, you know, getting movement up front, you know, changing the line of scrimmage, moving the ball back, knocking them back 4 or 5 yards if we can, you know. But when people are stalemating there and knocking you back, I mean, it makes it tough to run bulk of your plays, you know. So again, then it becomes a perimeter game, you know. Then the team has speed, now they can kind of let the guys run to the football, you know. So again, it came down to, you know, inside we had to find some soft spots, you know, and we found some soft spots in there, but also outside the perimeter we had to, you know, just scratch and cough whatever we wanted to get, you know. So again, I mean, I'm proud of the way our guys played, you know. Not definitely, I mean, again, it wasn't a great day for us, but it was a good day, you know. We scored 31 points, you know. Yeah. And whether you drive the ball 80 yards or 40 yards, I mean, I will take it any day.
Well, isn't that ultimately, though, when you find out the most about your players? Anybody can be a front runner, but when you do have to get in there and dig for scratch and claw, especially, and you had to go to the air, and Keenan in the passing game really came through for it.
Exactly. You know, again, I thought about last year's game against Rutgers. You know, we threw for more than what we rushed for, and we lost. You know, and this year we threw for more than what we rushed for, and we won. You know, so, but again, no one's happy. People don't see you go up and down the football field. You know, so again, I think about that. You know, and again, it's good to have the passing, you know, aspect in our offense where if we have to throw it, we can, and find a way to win a football game. You know, so to win the game throwing a football more than what we rushed for, man, I'll take that any day.
Familiarity with Willie Taggart, obviously, in his time at Western Kentucky, mm-hmm. having played them head-to-head. What mm-hmm. do you anticipate? Do you anticipate seeing similar to what you saw then? Or what do you anticipate this week, seeing what they've done so far in defense?
You know, sound. There'll be sound on defense. You know, just watching them play, I mean, they're very, very sound. You know, they spill, you know, the power. Each guy gets up underneath and spills to the next guy. I mean, they're very disciplined. Their coach is very disciplined. You know, DC's a very disciplined guy. And just looking at reading about him and his demeanor and the way he looks, like he's a very organized guy. You know, so I expect those guys to be very detailed this weekend, you know, with their assignments. They played the option before. You know, we found some film that he played against an option team way back, you know, and watch the way they played. They were very, very sound. They knew what they were doing, you know. Again, I don't expect this game this weekend to be any different. Like, if it comes down to us having to buckle down and grind it out, we will, you know. So they'll be dialed in, you know, just a matter of us going out and, again, taking care of the football like we did last week, and at least not giving the game away, but finding a way to win it in the end.
How good was it to see Tago come through in one play there and get you a touchdown pass to Calvin in a situation like that? Because until you see guys in a game, mm-hmm. you don't know really. I mean, you can watch him in practice all mm-hmm. you want, watch all the practice tape, but mm-hmm. it just seems like every time you ask him to do something, that this offense is in good hands for next year and going forward.
I think so. You know, Tago's a very hard kid to read. He's so quiet, you know, doesn't show much emotion, you know, but game, when he does go into the games, he always produces, you know. Now sometimes in practice he's not a great practice player, you know. Sometimes he'll do some things practice, like calling, like I get him about something, you know, and he's like, I understand, coach. But when the kid goes into the football game, he always does good things for us, you know. So looking down the road, you know, for next year, you know, again, I think we're in very, very good hands with him and Will, you know. But Tago being, he will have fresh legs next year. He won't be have taken a pounder that Keenan has. Right. So we can see him going up and down field like the Flash next year. So we'll be looking forward to.
Appreciate the time. Best of luck this week.
Always, boss. Thank you, my man.
Navy offensive coordinator Ivan Jasper. Mids getting ready for the Bulls of South Florida. His offensive guard, E.K. Benz, qualifying for a very prestigious scholarship. Not only the fact that he's a offensive lineman at the Naval Academy, one of the top running units in the country, but he's a young man that has excelled in the classroom. He's got a chance to be an all-conference performer both on the field and in the classroom. He's been chosen as one of the 12 finalists for the William Campbell Trophy, which recognizes the top scholar athlete in college football across all platforms of college football. So congratulations to E.K. Benz. He is the 9th National Football Foundation Scholar Athlete Class selection from the Naval Academy. Another sign that the Mids are getting it done, not only on the field, but in the classroom where it counts. We'll come back with more of the Navy Sports Magazine, brought to you by the Navy Federal Credit Union. We'll do that in a moment on the Navy Radio Network.
The men and women of the Boeing Company are proud to be a sponsor of U.S. Naval Academy football and proud to support the Naval Academy's commitment to engineering excellence and to developing leaders of character for our nation and the world. Go Navy!
Buffalo Wild Wings' Best Seat in the House promotion is back. Every Monday night, starting Monday, September 14th, bring your friends and family and enter to be a Best Seat in the House winner. Great food, great specials, and awesome prizes each week. Each weekly winner is put into a drawing to win one of three grand prizes during the finale on December 14th. No purchase necessary, must be 21 years or older, one entry per person per week only, and present to win. Buffalo Wild Wings in Annapolis, Arundel Mills, Bowie, Columbia, and Laurel. You have to be here.
Constellation recognizes Navy football as a leader on the field. We understand that winning happens with dedication, teamwork, and superior effort. And at Constellation, these values help us to deliver better energy solutions. As the nation's leading competitive energy supplier, our diverse workforce brings the skills and ingenuity that help drive our success. From engineering to information technology to operations and beyond, there are opportunities throughout the Exelon family of companies. We know the future of energy is you. Go Navy.
Whatever your taste in sports, you can always count on the great taste of Coke Zero.
Nice shot.
He shoots and he scores!
Coke Zero, the official great tasting choice of sports fans everywhere.
Orbital ATK is the partner you can count on to deliver affordable and innovative aerospace and defense products. From rocket boosters and satellites, advanced propulsion and sophisticated fusing, to surface cannons and the Navy's advanced anti-radiation guided missile, Orbital ATK puts the power in naval power.
Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network with Defensive Coordinator Dale Pearson. And as we're looking at the numbers this week, a lot of people certainly, and the triple option has earned all the accolades that it gets here, but to see this defense right now, number two in the conference in points allowed, and let's face it, we can look at all the statistics so we're blue in the face. The only ones that matter are the ones on the scoreboard. You're number two in the league right now in points allowed. What does that tell you about this defense, especially when you get down in that red zone? This group seems to really buckle down and even at minimum allow field goals instead of touchdowns. Your thoughts on what they've accomplished so far through 6 weeks?
Yeah, I just think it shows, the effort level that the guys are giving. They're trying to play as sound as we can play. You know, obviously we can always get better.
Mm-hmm.
But I think collectively they're trying to play hard and play correct.
How much different, and obviously you've got a lot of new faces coming into this season that you've plugged in here. Any guys that have maybe exceeded expectations of what you thought they were going to be able to give you, obviously, so soon?
To be honest with you, I knew them, but I didn't really ever watch them. So I had no outside expectations. I knew the D linemen I thought were going to be involved. But, I think the outside linebackers have done a phenomenal job to this point. Again, we still need to continue to get better. But, we're rolling about six kids in there. And I think they've played really well. I think some of the secondary guys have played well. And if you're good on the back end, it helps everybody else. And again, we had some experience back there. I think Daquan has come in and done a really nice job, replacing Quazelle. Tez has done a great job of leading. Brendan Clements, Quincy. So if you have those pieces, those are usually where the big errors take place, or the errors that everybody else sees. And I think they've kept them to a minimum, so we're able to make people at least drive the ball. I think blitzing a little bit more has kept people off balance a little bit. And we're still yet to see the high scoring teams in the conference, so we'll see when we're all the way done where we sit.
Now, what is it about Kevin McCoy that he just seems to have a knack for the ability to rush the passer? And so far this year, big plays have followed him as a result of that.
I just think he plays so hard. He's very quick. He's a super good athlete. And he only has one motor. I mean, when he comes off the edge, he really comes. So, he's just an exciting player. He's still learning the whole defense. There are situations that we've used him in. He needs to become a more complete player. But certainly big plays seem to follow him.
Easy when a quarterback's standing in one place.
It's not likely the quarterback this week is going to be standing in one place. What kind of challenges does a Quentin Flowers present? Because some of their biggest plays offensively have come when he's been on the move and creating, obviously, in broken situations.
Yeah, he's a tremendous athlete. I mean, he can run. He makes good decisions. He's quick. He's not afraid to run the ball. So, you know, we need to be more disciplined in our lanes. The quarterback draw is a big play for them. We need to take care of that. We just have to be a lot more aware that he's another, basically, a running back in the backfield. We need to have a plan to take care of that other back. You know, I mean, most people don't count the quarterback as anything. With him, you have to.
We hear people throw the term around spy an awful lot, whether it's legitimately used or not. Do you have to spy him with one person, or is he a guy that you can do it through the team concept to try and keep him contained?
We'll have both. We'll have somebody watching him, and then at other times we're going to depend on our technique and fundamentals to take care of him. But you know, he's definitely a scary guy that you have to take care of, or he'll beat you alone. At SMU, I think he had 238 rushing yards. So he's definitely a guy you've got to keep an eye on.
Finally, you guys have some familiarity with Willie Taggart from his time at Western Kentucky. How much different is the package he was running there with an athletic quarterback like Jake's than the one he's running now at USF?
A lot of the same concepts. The plays may be a little different, but a lot of the same concepts.
All right, appreciate the time. Best of luck this week.
Thank you.
Navy defensive coordinator Dale Pearson, Mids getting set for the Bulls of South Florida. We'll hear some comments from Ed DeCellis, Navy Basketball Media Day, as the Mids get set to open the season, both the men and women, November the 13th. The women will be at Hofstra. The men, of course, opening with the Veterans Classic. North Carolina Temple in the opener at 7, followed by Navy in Florida at 9:30. We'll be back with more of the Navy Sports Magazine, presented by the Navy Federal Credit Union on the Navy Radio Network. Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. The Navy basketball team, Navy Media Day this past week. Men's and women's teams getting set for action. The women will open on the 13th at Hofstra. The men, of course, part of the Veterans Classic. 7 o'clock game featuring North Carolina and Temple. Mids in Florida coming up at 9:30 on Friday, November 13th. It's an out-of-season slate that also includes a game with Oregon out in Hawaii. The men's will make a couple of other appearances in Annapolis, November 22nd against Goucher, and then, of course, December the 14th against USC Upstate, and December 22nd when they take on Furman. For head coach Ed DeCellis, a lot of competitiveness right now in practice.
You know, I think we are a hungry team. They practice really hard. They practice really, really hard, and they've got good competitive spirit. So that's something to start with, and that's a pretty good given. And so now we can build from there.
Around the yard, American is the top team in volleyball every year in the Patriot League. Navy took a set from the Eagles on Tuesday night, but lost 3-1. Navy's men's soccer team tripped up at American by a score of 3-0. Meanwhile, Karen Guevara picked up her 300th career win. Congratulations to the Navy women's soccer coach on the milestone and a 10-0 win over Hampton. Elsewhere around the yard, a reminder, the Service Academy update, Army losing to Rice last week 38-31, while Air Force was a winner against Fresno State. Navy and Army coming up December the 12th, presented by USAA. Don't forget, tickets remain for this Halloween tilt Saturday, $38 for reserve seating, $20 for standing room only. You can purchase tickets online at NavySports.com or by calling 1-800-US-4-NAVY or at the ticket office the day of the game. Women's soccer will be in action against Boston University Saturday at 5 o'clock. All fans who show their South Florida football game ticket stub get free admission to the game on Saturday at the Glenn Warner Soccer Facility. Wrestling takes on Delaware Valley at 2, Stephen Steck at 3:45. The Blue and Gold Challenge matches get underway at 5:30 on Sunday. For all information about all 33 varsity sports at the United States Naval Academy, you can keep up with them very easily. Go to www.navysports.com. A reminder, Navy, the third biggest athletic program in the country, and it's all because of your wonderful donations and support of the program. The only Ohio State and Stanford have more athletic programs. That'll do it for our weekly edition of the Navy Sports Magazine. As always, we appreciate you tuning in and your support of Navy Athletics. Going to be a good one coming up on Saturday. Hope to see you at Navy Marine Corps Memorial Stadium for the Mids and the South Florida Bulls. Until then, I'm Pete Medhurst. Thanks for joining us in this edition of the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network.
This has been the weekly Navy Sports Magazine show, presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, featuring coaches and administrators of your Navy athletic programs. This show has been brought to you by Orbital Alliant Tech Systems, the partner you can count on, by Pepsi, proud partner of Navy football, and by Rolls-Royce, trusted to deliver excellence.